Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination.
Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
So, our last game, you guys were still in Paris. The skeletons led you right to the hotel. You guys, you know, came out of the ground there and went inside. You guys got cleaned up, and the manager had approached you guys about a problem in the hotel that he was willing to pay big bucks for because he's worried about clientele and stuff. Do you guys remember by any chance what it was, or
the 13th floor?
Mm-hmm. The 13th floor phenomenon was happening. The 13th floor phenomenon is when. You know, he says after midnight, another button appears in one of the elevators, and it leads to a floor where that doesn't exist in the hotel. And he's afraid staff has noticed it, no guests have noticed it yet, because they've been shutting down the elevator at night and not allowing people into it and everything. But he's just worried that maybe someday someone drunk's going to wander in there and maybe never come back. So he wants you guys to investigate it.
And the history of the hotel was that it used to be a brothel.
A brothel used to be on the same spot and it burnt down, and it was a tragic.
You moved the signposts, but you didn't move the beds.
He says there's like this famous local legend story surrounding it that he'd be happy to tell you guys if you were interested. But if
I want to know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The story is that this place used to be a brothel. He doesn't remember what the name of the brothel was, but the thing that made it unique and popular was that it was actually run by a woman, the headmistress who ran it. And after she had a long, successful business that she ran there, and she was getting a little bit older, and she wanted to retire, but because her name drew a lot of clientele to the place, this is like maybe early 1900s, her name was Blanche Abel. When she announced that she wanted to retire and leave and, like, try to settle down and live a normal life, you know, all of the girls that worked for her suddenly started to conspire against it. So anytime a gentleman suitor would show up, they would reveal right away that she, you know, she ran a whorehouse and she was no good and everything else, just so that they could, you know, keep making money. Yeah. They can keep her around. Okay. And so the legend has it that according to some letters and such, that she started writing out and she had a pen pal. And she eventually, through these letters, fell in love with a man, he fell in love with her, and even though they never met face-to-face, they promised he would come in the night, sneak her away, and they would elope, and, you know, they could live happily ever after. But the tragedy came in because the night that he was supposed to arrive was when the fire broke out, and she perished in the fire, along with many of the girls. No one really knew.
And they didn't have cell phones back then. He must have been really disappointed when he showed up.
Well, no one knows about his fate. He may have died in the fire too. We're not really sure. This is a long time ago. But either way, it ended really badly. We're not sure about how the fire got started or anything. But
so cool. You can use your seduce on the whore ghosts.
Ghostly whores.
So yeah, that was so that's all the information that he has for you guys, other than the fact that obviously you already know. If you push the button in the elevator that shows up, you go to another floor. People have seen the elevator, that new floor, but they haven't ventured out into it because it's spooky and obviously isn't supposed to exist.
What's the, is there like a time frame? Like
after midnight is when it,
That's like the gremlins thing. I always wondered, like, after midnight you can't feed them. Well, but, like, when can you start feeding them?
This hotel floor isn't moving anywhere. It's not like, oh, well, it's always midnight somewhere. No, it's like, no, midnight in Paris.
No,
it's like after that, when it strikes midnight.
I'm more like, I don't want to go on this floor and find out that the button disappears and we can't get off of it.
It disappears every morning. Just before it disappears before sunup.
Okay.
So you have until
a couple
sunup.
Hours. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Starts at midnight, you have until sunup.
Let's assume we have like 6 hours.
There's plenty of time to
let's
go
assume
get
we
ghost
have
blow
three,
jobs.
So we can get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, let's assume that we only need to do 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want
to. Because you could always just be like, you know what, this isn't really working, let's just leave. Like, this is really ultimately how it goes.
Unless we get captured
by
ghost whores.
Can we call Dr. Stance? Because he is an expert
on
ghost blow jobs.
That's true. Wait, no, that was a dream he had.
That's
yeah,
true. That was
yeah,
a dream.
It was a dream.
It was
still
a dream that he had.
Still.
It was actually a deleted scene where it was supposed to really happen, but they changed that deleted scene into a dream sequence.
Good.
Oh.
It would have been a little weird.
It would have been crazy. I love it. Yeah. Crazy. He would think you're psychic and you could read his dream from 20 years ago. It's like, how do you know about that?
He looks at Egon and goes, you swore you'd never come.
It's like, never tell what? He's like, the blowjob ghost dream! And Bakeman's like, what? Like, you had a dream a ghost gave you a blowjob?
It's like, dude, I've had worse dreams, don't worry.
Alright, is there anything else you guys wanted to do? Because, I mean, you have a couple hours before it's midnight. Yeah, but it's like, we'll say it's like maybe like 9 o'clock.
We've come to the conclusion that we may be dealing with a vampiric fellow.
That's true as well, yes.
And we've got all of the notes from
Van Helsing.
Just because we're not as used to this type of thing and it's a resource we haven't used, is there a way we can, like, fax this diary to Mr. Book?
Yeah, you totally could.
And see if he can find something, to see if maybe there's like a date or something that can maybe track it down to a specific character that Van Helsing may have interacted with, which could still be the same guy that we're
yeah, you could totally, yeah, if you wanted to like phone him, because you got his like his card with his number on it and everything, and let him know, he'll give you like this anonymous email address that you can start scanning it and sending things to.
Plus I order all the garlic food I can get.
it's like making calls. It's like making some
just
garlic
like
bread
working please. On like the dark matter generator. Just like just
eating garlic bread. So yeah, if you want to go ahead and start doing that, because you have a couple hours. I mean, you know, you obviously know which ones are the main journal and other.
Yeah,
stuff.
Let's
because it's in German and Nina can like.
What's the app that on the phone on your phone that you can?
Just whatever app it is, you can start like scanning.
Yeah, we can
it
just
or
like start.
So you're gonna start scanning that stuff and start sending it over to him. Nina will help you decide which things are the most important things to send because obviously she reads and writes.
This is like German. And Helsing's like grocery list. She's like, you can skip
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can.
It turns out that was the most important page. Some crazy elaborate cipher that he.
It's like, this looks really important. This is like it's a shopping list. There's lots of garlic on it.
It's like Full Metal Alchemist.
It turns out the whole
exactly. It's like FMA.
Like it's a recipe for you know like garlic knots, but it's actually like this alchemical formula for like vampire murder juice.
No, it looks like a shopping list, but it's really just a code. It is the cipher for the Voynich manuscript. Like, oh my god.
So you started scanning that thing and sending it off to him. He says he'll start reading it and he'll get back. To you guys with any word of anything of interest that he finds.
Okay, cool.
I assume you're going to continue working on the dark matter generator.
I'm eating all the garlicky food I can and working on the dark matter generator. I want to make that perfectly clear. I want him to die when he bites me.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're just going to wait until midnight comes around and go check out the elevator.
All right, well, we got to put on our best clothes. We got to impress.
Your uniforms.
We got to impress the ghostly whores.
I'm gonna go, you know I'm gonna, how whores work.
I'm going to go boil my uniform.
So you're saying this isn't a date?
Too bad, like, love is your goal.
Grace is just like, I didn't specify that she had to love me. Alright, so sure enough, midnight's gonna roll around. Your suits have been boiled and, like, your shoes have been polished.
And I reek of garlic.
Your breath stinks of garlic, Grace. You head down the hallway to where the elevator is. Sure enough, they've had staff, like, mark it off saying that it's shut down for the night and it's for cleaning. But they know that you guys are gonna go in there and check it out. Yeah, you push the button, it arrives, door's open, you can sort of walk past, like, the little cleaning tape that they put up. And sure enough, inside, like, you know, this is the row of buttons, you know, for the each floor, but there's one that's just on the bottom, just underneath the rest, and it's glowing.
I just push it. Immediately.
Yeah.
And now you can't take your finger away from it.
So the doors close, and you feel your elevator heading upwards. After, you know, a few seconds, you feel the elevator going up past where the fourth floor would be. The doors open, and it's this, like, long, creepy hallway, reminiscent of, like, early 1900s, maybe, like, 1910s.
Still a hotel?
Still looks kind of like a hotel, but you can see how this could have maybe been a brothel. Like, it's just very nondescript. There is electric lighting, like lights that line the hallway. Several doors. I'll say that there's probably 6 doors on each side. There's an eerie silence about the place, and there is old, you know, wood paneling on the walls and everything.
What year did it burn down again?
The manager didn't know. All he knew was it was the early 1900s, maybe like the 1910s.
I want to do a PK sweepity sweep. Real quick.
You're picking up a class 6. Very strong. The class 6 that you're picking up, like, as soon as you turn the PKE meter on, it just whoops straight up to number 6, like, right where you're standing.
I don't think we've ever busted a building before.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw the goggles on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I fully expect to just be blinded by ectoplasmic light when I do it.
Was
but
I a whore
I'm gonna
size?
Have a look around. I'm just gonna look, see how far down the hallway goes in both directions.
Wow. Okay. It doesn't go on. There are ends.
Okay.
In fact, I'll say that your guys' elevator is at the end of the hallway, facing down. So as soon as the doors open, you were looking straight
down the hallway.
And there's like six doors on each side of the hallway, spaced out properly.
Does there appear to be a corner or another?
No, it appears to end just ends.
That's it. Okay.
I will say, though, that when you're looking, the elevator looks like a normal elevator. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you were to step out onto, you know, this this level, it is glowing slightly. Like, you can still see the floor. It looks fairly normal. But, like, there is... The entire floor has energy behind it. But you do notice, like, out of the side of your side vision, your peripheral, thank you, blinding white light of glowing energy, and it is Briggs. It's glowing. He's like a glowing one from Fallout, is basically what this
I'm
is.
I'm gonna take a step away. Briggs.
And not say why. And he's like, what's wrong? Like, oh, your breath. It's just
the garlic. I turn my proton pistol on.
You don't know why. You don't know. Do you have goggles on?
I do, yeah.
Are you going to flip them on? You'll see what he sees?
Yeah.
Because if Walt puts his goggles on, looks around, looks at Briggs, then sort of steps back, you're like, I better see what's going on. Slip the goggles on and take a look.
All right, so...
You're still on this elevator.
I obviously don't know what's going on, so I guess I step out into the 13th floor, like, test the foot.
Yeah, it feels solid.
All right,
you know.
Yeah, so I walk out into the floor.
Okay, yeah.
I turn around and I say, hey guys, see, it's not so bad. Just before I get eaten by Hell Beast.
I want to walk straight to the... I just want to walk straight to the first door and open it and walk right in.
Okay.
I'm going to kind of come up behind him with my
just slime blower
ready. Yeah.
Okay, and you want to open the first door?
Yep, just walk right in and have my slime blower ready to...
Okay, I'll say that when you open the first door, you don't see anything. I mean, like, there's a room there, but it's empty. There's no people in it, there's no ghosts in it. At least it doesn't appear that way.
Could you imagine?
Is it a bedroom?
It is a very small bedroom. It looks like the type of bedroom you'd see in a brothel.
When I look at the bed with the ecto goggles, does it look horrible?
You better give me a cool roll. No, it's you don't because this it looks not like pristine clean, but it is like, you know,
it's presentable.
It's presentable, but you know, because this is an artificial place. Like you didn't step backwards in time. This is like
I guess we'll start on the other side then and just alternate.
Just bounce back and forth.
Yeah, down the hall.
Okay.
I got the next one.
If you go down to the next room, you open the door, and as soon as you, like, you know, put your hand on the knob to open it, the door just bursts open, and the entire room is engulfed in flames. You can't even see any furniture or anything, and there is a figure of a person standing in the center of the room, just screaming in horrible pain.
Come out here, it's not on fire out here.
he couldn't hear you over the roar of the flames or anything.
Wait, is it a dude?
It appears to be a man, like it's of a taller stature.
Can we slime tether that poor man into the room, like into the hallway?
You can give it a try. I mean, this the flame. You feel heat of the flames. Like you don't know if the flames are real.
What would be the effect of slime on flame?
You guys really haven't had to deal with it yet.
It
it's really kind of wet and cold.
It would really depend on how you handle. I don't know.
I'll slime tether him out if you just want.
All right, I'm just gonna spray into the room and you try and tether him out.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah, we wouldn't be scientists if we didn't at least try it.
So you're just gonna like hose down the room?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I'm gonna tether him.
We'll let him.
Guy's just standing there. He's like, I don't even feel like flailing anymore. I'm just gonna stick with screaming.
Yeah. I mean, he's not running around. He is definitely just screaming. It's the most. It's a horrific sight to say the least. So you just open up on the hose and you just start dousing the room, and it does start to put out some of the flame, and there's a lot of smoke that comes out.
That smells
It doesn't smell too good, but you know, it is. It does seem to be putting out the flames. Like it's not as effective as water, I would say. But you are putting
more like
out
smothering it.
Kind yeah, of it is like smothering it. Some of the slime bubbles a little bit, you know, from the heat and everything. Okay, yeah. If you tether, you hit that guy. You hit like the ground in the hallway, and it pulls this guy. Not like instantly, but like it just slowly shrinks because the heat's having a weird effect on it. I'll say by the time he gets to the door, the slime tether will snap just because of the heat of everything that's inside this room. But he's like charred completely. Like you can't even recognize. It's almost like a burnt mannequin. He's just like completely. It's pretty horrifying. But he is like. He's not really fully even comprehending what's going on. He's just sort of like laying in the doorway and is still acting like he is
in pain,
but he's not screaming like he was. Like it's, you just put him out and he's just sort of curled up in the doorway.
I mean, I didn't take the Hippocratic Oath or anything, but I think we should probably like at least try to help him.
I have
like, I think
I mean I have first
dead.
Aid as
he's
a skill.
Dead,
I have first aid as a skill. I don't know how
this guy,
that is to a guy.
This guy looks like a blackened...
the burnt husk of a ghost man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He's a blackened piece of bacon is what this guy is.
He needs
like
40 skin grafts to even start looking like he's like a second degree burn victim.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's hose him, see what effect it has on him.
What do you want to try to do? Like, I mean, do you want to actually try and approach him or something?
I don't know. My thought was just to stop that from happening. I didn't really think much. Like,
you know, you did. Well, you did. He's like, he is, you know. He's out of there. But he's,
I say, you're welcome, and I just walk to the next door.
I'll slime, see if maybe that has some effect on maybe...
Because, you know, it's like, it's positive slime.
On contact with him, it just burns, and he doesn't react to see if he's being burned, but the slime just cooks on top of him because he's just so, you know, he's been in the flames for far too long.
Is he hot to us? Like, did we feel heat?
If you approach him, you could feel a little bit of heat off of him, yeah.
Man, I don't know
he's
to
not
do.
Really in a position to interrogate.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
You don't. Well, you don't.
I just lean out like, "Are you okay, sir?"
All right, I mean, like, right, so,
well,
yeah. You open up.
I'm gonna stay back with.
Can we close that door?
Yeah, you can.
Because I was like, you yank him out in the hallway, close the door.
If you grab him to pull him into the hallway, piece of meat just fall off of him as you pull.
Oh.
I don't grab him.
Then what do you kick him?
No, he's a slime tether. I won't touch him.
You know, slime tether him again to pull him through into the hallway?
Yeah.
Alright, so instead, alright, you slime tether him, you slime tether the ground, as you drag him, he leaves a smear of grease, just like, you know.
We should probably net him to the ground, just in case. I don't know, I feel bad for this ghost that's not a person, but I don't want him to hurt himself, and I don't want him to get come up and be Scary Bacon Man behind us.
Alright, I'll go ahead and shoot a net on him.
Yeah. This guy's having the worst afterlife.
Hey, everything we've done has been an improvement.
That is true. That is true. So yeah, you net him, and he's not moving. He's not going anywhere.
Cool. All right, I'm gonna walk to
the next door,
and just open it again.
Okay. You open it, and immediately you see inside three French prostitutes on fire leap out of the doorway, and they start attacking. You get the first. You're not surprised. You get like the first.
Well, I do. Is
you know they're French because their armpit hair is on fire.
I imagine they're screaming like banshees from 40K too. So I'm gonna attempt to net as many. I'm gonna wait till the very last second when they're right on top of me and net
just
that way.
To see the reds of their eyes.
Yes, exactly. And then after now, I'm gonna roll just to get, you know,
just in case.
Just in case.
Combat.
Good
That's a pretty
shot.
Good roll.
Wow.
That may be one of
the
best
shot,
rolls
right?
You've ever rolled.
Yeah.
Not wow. Using brownie points, too. That is, 28.
So, okay, yeah, man. You wait till the last possible moment, and you fire it at it. It just goes, and it definitely takes one, then the other behind it, then the other behind it, pins them against the wall and the other thing. And you don't really do a combat roll because you'd be on your back, but you definitely do a very cool spinny move that you end up on, like, your one knee on the ground, pose for another shot if they were to exit, but they don't. So you definitely have three of them...
And I look at the guys and I just go...
Yeah, you're just like...
And I'm just like, Briggs isn't that cool.
When did Briggs get so cool?
That ring is doing some weird stuff and I just look at Wall. And I nod knowingly. Because Wall and I have just written off, we're going to have to kill him someday.
I'm so unhappy about that.
So there's three of them in there, netted to the wall. It's up to you guys if you want to do anything or you're going to move on.
Well, guys, I did my cool move of the day. It's up to you now.
I fire up proton pack, boson dart.
All right. Dead center on the net. The net splits open because you boson darted it. Falls the ground. They're done. They're ready to be trapped.
All good right. Job, team.
Cool.
They're not going anywhere.
I'm gonna roll out a trap.
Do we want to grab Crispy behind us too?
For a second, I thought you were talking about getting food, like legit.
That's what I thought you were thinking. Like,
Krispy Kreme.
Like
Krispy
Kreme?
I can go for some
I'm
donuts.
I'm down.
Yeah, donuts. Yeah.
I'm just curious if we should trap dude behind us too.
Can we just re-net him? Because like I don't know. Like right,
yeah,
he seems because there have been ghosts.
You wouldn't have this happened so quickly. You wouldn't have to re-net him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not fighting.
He is not fighting at all.
Where I was immediately attacked.
In our experience, there are ghosts that. Pretty easy to get rid of. And this is only a hypothetical, because I haven't confirmed it with Ego.
Well,
or experiment. If we are able to satisfy the ghost's problem, and the ghost disappears, that psychokinetic phenomenon may not happen again.
Correct.
Whereas, like, if we trap it, if the problem's still there, you know.
Alright, so, next door. Oh, wait, no, we still have that.
Yeah, no, I roll a trap out. We're
yeah, yeah.
Take okay. care of this.
Yeah, and for weaker ghosts like this, you could tether it into the trap.
Alright, I'm in.
trap out and open.
You tether one of the ghosts, you tether the floor right next to the trap, sucks it in completely, and of course there's a loose tether that falls to the ground.
Can we, on the last ghost, before we trap it,
I'll give her a 10.
As soon as you turn the PK meter on, instantly goes to 6, completely filled.
We'll say, for the purpose of this, there's 3 class 6s. And it would have been the same reading.
Or would you think that this is the environment? It's a class 6 environment. Yeah. That's
could very well be.
Yeah,
well, we're going to take a reading after this.
We have to build them somehow.
That's true. Yeah.
So far we've taken out 4 class 6s as far as the PKE is concerned.
So this is the exact same reading from when you did it before, and this is the exact same reading you got when you were even still on the elevator.
Okay. I guess I'll keep opening the doors. I'll be the doorman.
Well, hold on. We know there's fire involved. Like, touch the doorknob. I don't want, like,
Backdraft. Thank you. So yeah, I'm tapping it. Do I feel?
They don't feel like scorching, like crazy burning, but they all feel warm. You know.
Before Briggs opens the next door, I'm gonna just take a crazy guess here. I'm like, Briggs, hold on. I'm gonna point my proton pack, my neutrino one, at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Just fire a quick shot and see if anything happens.
It doesn't bounce off like you fire, and it seems to be acting like normal. But once you turn it off, it's just. Hotel floor.
Yeah. Okay. There's no response from the environment at all?
No.
Okay.
I think for future tests, we should fire up.
I was thinking, and I know why Josh is saying that, because I'm thinking, like, you could potentially have killed somebody.
Oh, that's hilarious. Meanwhile, on the actual top of the
hotel. It's just a lobby that's like 6 people in it, and also
nuclear fire.
just starts etching its way. And then it's gone. And they're like,
I don't know. I expected like a Han Solo, like, wait a second, fire at the floor, and then
right.
The thing just shakes.
This
like,
is
oh.
No cave.
Yeah. This is no hotel. Okay.
But yeah, so if you just go to one of the doors and you open it, I'll say that there's fire in there, much like the others, and there's gonna be like, I'll say that there's two girls in there, 2 prostitutes.
Are they attacking?
They're going to, yeah. Because they look up, they're surprised to see you. They're on fire. So.
I'm gonna wait till I see the reds of their eyes.
Give me your net, move for
I'm gonna try that again.
Yeah, I would say you get it. You just pin them to the wall, and I'm assuming it's gonna go right back to how it happened before.
Like, well, you know, if hypothesis is confirmed by experiment, we know it works.
Let's just say we're skipping ahead to the point where you already have one trap is full. The reason why we're gonna skip ahead is because, like, there's so many doors here. I'm just gonna tell you right straight up, for every door that you open, there's gonna be, like, you know, several different numbers of these girls that are inside. They're gonna leave out. It's gonna be pretty much the same thing every time.
Let's each take
time.
A door.
I'm just going to very cautiously approach the end of the hallway.
Let's head to the end of the hallway and work our way back from here.
The hallway just it just ends. There's no stairway down.
No,
there's no
stairway down.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go on the right side from if you're in the elevator on the right.
Just
side.
Just the opposite side that you guys started on.
Yeah,
I guess.
I'm going to go on the end. I'm gonna go through that door. I'm just gonna
okay.
Hold it safe.
So I'll say that you guys decide that obviously the first door was weird. Maybe the last door is weird. Briggs volunteered to go take care of that, and you guys are gonna be working up the hallway in the meantime.
Why don't you go?
Our timepiece is working. Our small bands.
Your watches
are cuffling time Johnny's.
You're not in England anymore.
I know.
You mean, so are your watches working?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working.
Okay, cool. So we have accurate time.
Yeah. And you've been in there maybe 15 minutes.
Okay, just making sure.
So Briggs goes to the end, to the final door.
Mm-hmm. I go with him.
Okay, you gonna open it up?
I open.
All right, so you open the door, and this room's not on fire. It's much like the very, very first room you guys entered was, like, pretty much empty. It was not on fire or anything.
Hmm.
This room is a lot like that, except this looks more like a master bedroom. Has like a large, like, 4-post bed, has like a vanity mirror set and everything. Sitting on the bed, facing away from the door, is this semi-translucent ghost figure of a larger, sort of heavy-set woman, and she's like crying, facing away.
I go, hello?
And she'll look up, and she'll turn and see you.
And I go, hi. And I wave.
And she looks...
What you crying for?
Very excited to see you. And she just floats across the room really quick and just embraces
That's
you.
That's exactly what I was going to tell you to do. I was gonna walk you and tell you, just tell her that you've come after writing all of those letters.
I'm like, hi, crazy ghost.
She's like,
lady.
She's,
I see you found my ring.
She's like sobbing out of happiness, and she's saying stuff to you in French, just like, Saint, she just has not stopped talking to you the entire time, like she's holding you. She sounds
Nina.
Very happy to see you.
Somebody get Nina now.
Just close the door. They need some alone time.
I look at Mike and I'm just like, help.
He's just like, later, close the door on him.
Like, I don't want to stand in the way of your goal of love there, buddy.
Hey, look, I have a potential coffee date laden back in England. I'm not into this ghost nonsense.
No. I'm gonna walk in the room and, like, walk past them, just mm-hmm. be like, hey, how's it going? And then I'm gonna walk and try to look out the window. What do I see?
It's just black.
There's no,
like, nothing. Yeah. You feel unsettled if you stare out that window too long.
I'm gonna stare out that window a little too long.
So what exactly does Briggs have to do to satisfy this ghost?
he has to marry her.
I'm so unhappy.
She's very happy. Sobbing with happiness.
This is the happiest ghost. You know, let's just... She can come with us. There's the point, right? She's supposed to leave this brothel, right? What, like, Briggs, just lead her to the elevator.
Can we see if she speaks English?
Like, if you want to try talking to her in English? Yeah. It doesn't seem like she understood you, but it's almost like... She wasn't even listening to you, but she just is now talking to you. Just like, she has a million things to tell you, and she's very happy, is how this all seems.
Okay. We can. I mean, have we finished the rooms, though?
I'll say you finished the rooms, yes.
Okay, so that includes, like, the one on the end of the hall on the left-hand side across.
Yeah, I'll say it's every... I'll say it's every room. There were 8 more ghosts that you caught.
And I look at Mike, and I'm like, PKE.
One more trip.
PKE.
Because we've got another trap we haven't opened yet.
Scan.
We can put 4 in there.
Scan. Swipe, scan. Scan, scan. Do something.
No, but it's all you. I'm like,
do you have a PKE on you?
I don't.
I'm pointing out this my side.
You can hand it to him. I mean, like, your hands are free. But
are they free?
Well, she's like she's
you're just you're hugging her and you just reach around and you've got it pointed at the back of her hand.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm gonna do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, because I'm gonna step away from Big Briggs. I'm gonna give them a moment.
I'm not sleeping with it. Are you, Briggs?
It's always the quiet ones.
Now, if you
hound,
are you gonna like hold the PKE so that the front of it is facing away from you so that they can read it, or are you gonna? Because if you do it so you can read it, you're not gonna get what's
between
good. You.
Well, no, so they
LaForge should walk past, so yeah,
so they can read it.
Okay, so she's like hugging you, sobbing and talking to you, and very excited, and so you pull up. You're like, PKE, and Mike just shakes his head at you. And you're like, God damn it, so you do it for him. So you pull out the PKE, and you have it facing away from you so they can read it, and you wave it. But you guys notice something funny, is that when he holds it up, and it's like, when the ghost is between you, between the PKE meter and him, you're picking up a solid class 4. But as soon as, because he's waving it, as soon as it goes past and it starts detecting Briggs, it's a solid class 6.
Hold on, okay.
The ring is possessed.
I walk over... And I take the PKE from him,
uh-huh.
and I start walking towards the elevator,
mm-hmm.
waving the PKE.
I go with pool.
mm-hmm. What's happening to the
PKE? Hey, scan the whores.
Yeah, because you haven't put them in the trap yet.
Sure.
Yeah. If you start scanning, like, let's say you step out of that and you're into the hallway. You're in the hallway, you're picking up, like, a class 1, 2. And if you go over, you start looking over to, like, all these prostitutes that are pinned down, they're, like, all class 3s.
I'm going to go see our bacon buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And, give him a good once-over.
He's a class 4.
You want to walk her over to Crispy and say, I've got some bad news.
Or good news.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are together. This is exactly
is there any way I can coax her out of the room and down the hall?
You can try, yeah. Give me a cool.
Okay, so I want to try and charm her to get her down the hall, into the elevator, and out of the
you always want to lead her away, just like take her away from this place, and just give her dream. Like,
well, no, I'm gonna see if that satisfies.
You're gonna be the man that she wants.
No, I don't want to be that man.
Too late, you already are.
Shut up, Mike.
It's true. Mr. Crispy is gonna be our new friend. He'll be the next Ghostbuster. Yeah. While you two go elope.
Go elope, yeah.
To your unholy ghost marriage.
I'm unhappy with
and
this
And then
whole
they'll
thing.
Come bust you.
God damn, I'm clearly possessed by something too. There's a class 6 in that has...
I don't know how that happened.
Shut up. It's clearly sabotage and I had nothing to do with it.
Oh yeah, the heavy sabotaged you by warning you about...
about bad ring of power.
Okay, so, I don't know.
It's like 3PO blaming RGD2. He's like, he tricked me into going this way.
He'll do no better.
Okay, so like I said, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I guess...
Briggs, over here! And I point to Mr. Crispy.
Okay, and I'll bring her to Mr. Crispy.
Okay, so give me your charm.
17.
17?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the best cool roll you've ever had.
How many brownie points? Oh, because you have
that
charm. It's
yeah,
first time I've ever used it.
Yeah, I've used it twice. The first time I farted. The gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, yeah. She sees that you're wanting to lead her somewhere, and she's like, oh, yeah. And so she goes over, she floats, she grabs like a handbag, and she grabs like a suitcase, and then she's right there with you, ready to go. So lead the way.
She travels light. This is a, yeah. She might be a keeper, that's all I'm saying.
All right, so we go to Mr. Crispy.
Okay.
Does she notice Mr. Crispy?
Yeah, she sees him, and she's just sort of like, you know, she doesn't see a burnt corpse on the ground. She just sees another person. She's just like, oh, she sees all of you and is like, oh, people, yeah, okay, person, okay. But she only has eyes for Briggs at the moment.
Does he respond? Does he see her?
You don't even think that he's got eyes. Like, he is completely, I mean, it's bad.
Oh, wait, yeah. Can we try sliming him again? Because the, remember he was too hot for the slime to do much.
Yeah, okay, with 19, you close him down and his form starts to come back. Like, he starts to look, like, he's still glowing, transparent ghost. He's obviously a ghost. But he does like have smoother skin, like it's in it, like you see like a suit start to form or whatever. And as he gets up, like all goopy, the goop just sort of slowly falls away.
And we could make a killing on like infomercials, ghosts, like selling this as like.
But you see a very dapper gentleman, sort of a maybe middle aged gentleman, and he looks over to. To the headmistress.
He rolls up his sleeves and he looks at Briggs.
Well, you know what? It's simple, because here's the thing, though. It's like, this woman whom you're assuming is the headmistress, who was Blanche, she seems to be very confused. She's like looking, she's got her arm under your arm.
Okay.
And she's like looking at you and then looking at
And you're carrying her bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have now assumed the role that every man.
You just hand it to him and shake his hand.
Well, I look at the ring on my finger and I point to it and I go, point to her and I go, kind of make like a confused, like, is this, trying to imply, is this yours? Is this.
You obviously, like, you move your glove, I'm assuming, to show the ring.
Yeah.
And when you're like pointing at the ring like this and you're like looking back and forth between them, Blanche, she just sort of looks at the ring and she like takes her arm away from you, sort of realizing that you're wearing a ring, so you're not the guy. And then she looks at the guy. She's like, Martine? He's like, Martine? And then he's just like, yes. And then she runs over and she hugs him and then they're embracing.
I give her bags.
You're like, all yours now, buddy.
There
good
you
luck.
Go. Have a great life. Hey, we should hit the elevator before they do.
Yeah, so as happy as she was with you, that's how happy she's with this guy. This guy's very happy, too.
But there's also the thing that there is a class 6 residing in somewhere inside my body.
Yeah, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
You know, we can open you up now if you want, but...
I want to slime myself. I don't know. What
you've been sliming yourself every day.
Well, fuck, I'm going to die.
Not since you put that ring on have you had a day where you've gone slime free.
I'm gonna die. Nina, literally.
Like, frankly, I was like, man, you gotta take it easy on this.
While you're flying an airplane.
Yeah, if you were to call Dr. Stance or Dr. Spangler, and they're like, he's been sliming his left every day, you can't do that. Like, it is positively charged, but man, it's gonna have bad effects after a while.
Can we call them, too, and let them know that now Briggs is emanating readings of a
classic? We're standing...
Right now you're in a hallway.
Well, I mean, when we
fire.
We need to get out of
here. All right, let's go ahead and fill up the second trap.
And so now you have all the ghosts. You have the one trap full. It's smoking, whatever, ready to go. The other one, like, you haven't used the other one
right.
yet?
Right, we have one.
So, all right, so now it's up to you guys. What would you like to do?
Well, I guess I try to get their attention, and I point down towards the elevator and go.
Okay.
Down.
We're already in the elevator, right?
Not right now. Do you want?
No.
I mean, you
want to? No, I want to be in the elevator before they get in the elevator.
Like the idea was to do all this before they left.
Okay, yeah. So you want to just cut to the elevator in front of them, like just get in there.
Yeah, I want to be in the elevator before the ghosts are in the elevator.
Okay, so I'll just say you guys are in the elevator, and if Briggs is the one who's like, "Come on, guys, like let's get the hell out of here,"
yeah. Just kind of like be floating there arm in arm, and then turn around, look at us, and smile every once in a while. It's really awkward.
So you get in. You get into the elevator. Briggs is still in the hallway. You wave them into the elevator. You step in the elevator before they do. They get into the elevator. The doors close, and it's just sort of like, you know, I guess Briggs will be the one that leans over, pushes it for, like, the lobby. I assume you want to go to the lobby or whatever,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So you push the button for the lobby. and the doors close, and it's the elevator starts moving down, and
terrible music playing.
Some terrible music is playing, and there's like a power fluctuation. The lights go out for a second, but when they come back on, those ghosts are gone, and then you're immediately on the lobby floor, and the doors open, and it's the lobby.
And the button?
The button.
The button's gone.
Woo, go team. So you want to walk right up to our hotel manager with what was that?
Yeah.
All right, I hand him a bill for 60 grand.
$60,000, all right.
Are we still living at, are we staying at the hotel on the European Ghostbusters bill?
Yes.
Those guys have got money, man. I'm going to rack up that
catering
service. Dude, let's get room service.
Okay.
Dude, I was abusing them at the grocery bill, and then we'll go do this. This sounds awesome.
Okay, so you hand the bill to the manager. They're fully expecting you. They were very happy to see it, and, you know, the night manager who's there has been fully updated by the day manager who already left. He's just like, did you take care of it? It's gone? It's good?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they're very happy and very relieved. He'll take the bill, and he's just like, okay. Doesn't even blink. Just takes it.
Hmm. All right. How about that? I guess when we go up top, I'm going to immediately call the guys back in New York and go, I'm a class six.
When you go up to your room, because there's one room where Nina, there's one room that Nina's in, and you go into, I'm assuming the other empty room, like where you're working the equipment and anything. When you get up to that floor, you notice that your door is slightly open.
Fuck. Okay.
Hey, maybe some ghost tours found their way back.
They're waiting for us.
I'm also
open the door. They're still on fire, but trying to be sexy.
These girls are really hot.
They're sitting there like posing and stuff, and never stopping screaming. Like cross his legs seductively. Like.
I assume that you emptied the trap in the mobile containment unit.
Yes.
Like, so tell. Do you just? Oh, dude. Run in there? Or do you like? Do you cautiously?
Dude, like breaching procedures. Come on.
Well, yeah, breaching procedures. Ghostbuster stuff.
Okay, so you're gonna line up on the door?
So we stack up.
Yeah.
Do you want either side?
Yeah, I'll go in first.
Okay, are you gonna kick it in, or are you just gonna like slowly open it?
Go big or go home.
Go kick it in. Yeah.
Wait, no. I'm gonna kick it in.
It's already slightly open, but alright, go ahead, give me your roll for kicking thing.
Okay. The door flies on the hinges.
He's so happy with how well he kicked it, he doesn't check his corners.
you kick that door so hard, it just slams open into the wall, and like the little door stopper that's on it just punctures a hole in the wall. And it just keeps it open, just pins the door open, and it's stuck there. And you come in, you know, you have the slime blower?
Yeah.
You come in with the slime blower ready to go, but what you see is Felicia Silver at the desk with a laptop on, and she's just there typing away, and she's just like...
Is Nina there to be fine?
Nina's in the adjacent room.
Somebody go check on Nina.
She doesn't respond at all?
No, Felicia, yeah. she looks up, and she sees you, and she's like... Oh, are you done? Are you done with taking care of the mystery floor?
We're also done breaking doors.
Yeah.
Good job, Paul.
Did you want to check on Nina?
Yeah, I'll go next door and check on Nina.
Yeah, she's fine. She's there with the dog. She had no idea that Felicia's always in the next room, though.
I asked Felicia, well, what's going on? What are you doing here?
She says, well, I came just to check to see how you guys were doing and to give you some more information.
Okay.
After you guys, you come in, you settle down, she just sort of closes her laptop and she sits there. She says, What do you gentlemen know about vampires?
Oh, we had a run-in with one.
We think.
Mm-hmm. We have.
I know. Van Helsing. I hate him.
We have Van Helsing's diary. So
she goes, really?
I give Wall a punch in the arm.
I mean, we've seen bits and pieces of it.
It's like, and I go, why? What are vampires? What interest do you have in them?
Is it, what are vampires? You point to something on the wall. Is that a vampire? Are
you a vampire? Am I a vampire?
I might be. I am a class six.
Why is that what I am?
She says, well, we think that maybe some of the people responsible for the disappearance, for the disappearances that have been happening, maybe involved with vampires. We think this because
they sparkle in the sunlight.
No, it was Thomas. Remember Thomas, the poor man who was murdered on the train that you guys?
Yeah. Horrifically.
We had tried recruiting him and his friend Mr. Walker. We tried recruiting both of them into a cult of Veritas. We didn't get to speak with Mr. Brown, but Mr. Walker, the one who has disappeared, we were talking with him. He wasn't that interested with us, but the men who we sent to go talk to him had disappeared, and we recently found them. And they were displaying signs of being vampires.
Like what?
They attacked. They like when we sent out another team to go find them. When they found them, they were not acting like themselves. They had fangs. They reacted very violently, and they had to be taken care of.
Wait, wait, wait! You guys have teams of people that go out. Like you have mercenaries.
She reiterates, "We have a lot of money."
I knew you were gonna say that.
Define so, taken care of.
Define a lot of money.
I don't know.
I can imagine accident. A lot.
She, if you actually ask her to
yes,
define,
I do because
define taken care of
because we haven't actually encountered vampires before. I don't know if proton pack's gonna fucking work.
She says they were taken care of humanely.
You killed them, obviously.
You put them up with like a.
She said, and if you say that,
yeah.
She says, well, how do you kill something that's already dead?
Well, you're.
What does dead man ever die?
You ended its existence on this planet.
Yes.
Okay. How?
We tried the traditional means. There are some parallels with the real legends and stuff. So some work, some do not.
So does garlic work?
We didn't try garlic.
Oh, okay. Well.
She says silver seemed to work. They were responsive to silver. Staking them through the heart, decapitations, those did seem to work as well. Holy water had no effect.
Did, were there any...
Just like in real life.
Knowing them, they probably knew about these people and followed them for a couple days before they actually finally killed them. Can we confirm sunlight and weaknesses against it?
She says that by the time they found them, by the time they caught up with them, it was nighttime. They did attack. They had to take care of them quickly in defense of their own lives. We have no idea if sunlight has any effect, but we have not seen any in daylight, as far as we know.
How many people did you end up losing? Did you lose any of your team that was sent to take care of them?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Right. Fair enough.
Okay, so why do you want to know what we know about vampires? We think we had a run-in with one.
She just told us.
Okay, that's right.
Why male models?
Why male models?
Okay.
She says, but she does go on to say that based on some evidence that they found, they are led to believe that there may be a person commanding them. Much like tradition would have it be a head vampire, perhaps. They don't know if that is going to be true today as it was in Legends, but that is their current theory, and they are investigating, trying to figure out who a possible head commander would be.
Us two.
We've been following a trail, and obviously you did too. Where did you come across the two that you fought? Where did you interact with them?
She says they were in Europe, because that's where we sent our men to go find Mr. Walker. After he disappeared, and the people who were following him disappeared, and we sent the team out, they did find them somewhere in Europe, but in which country, I'm not at liberty to say.
Well, we really need to know, because this is getting dangerous. People are dying around us.
She says, really? Really? People are dying around you, and it's really dangerous.
Yes.
Any information?
Folk nerd. Yes, accountant lady. Yes, it is dangerous. I don't see you with a fucking proton pack on. Screw you. Oh, my men do dangerous things, so you're a bitch. It's like, let me put on the gloves. Let's see you fucking... Sorry. Anyway, I take private offense to that. And I say, we are also looking for the head vampire. We have suspicion it may be the one, but we are leaving the country to confirm this.
She goes, okay. Well, she says, well, I'll stay in touch. And you already know how to contact Mr. Book if you need to contact him.
Is Mr. Book mobile? Do you think there's any chance we could bring him here?
Is there an
e-book
talk to him. Version of him?
Is it a new search engine? Is Mr. Book the new search engine for cult questions?
Let's call Mr. Ebook.
She says, but she goes, well, you know, I can speak to him and have him come visit you if you like.
Yeah, we're going to Germany.
Munich.
Germany. Yeah, so.
We're going to be leaving tomorrow. We're not at liberty to say where we're going, but we're going
to. But we're going to be in Munich, Germany.
So, we look forward to your next cryptic and useless information you're providing us.
She does say that they were looking into the ring.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, that's news.
Every time I look into the ring, I just see laughter.
She says that they were looking into how to possibly help you by removing the ring. There is a ritual that can be performed to figure out what spirit or entity is tied to the ring. And it could bring it to your location, but you'd have to take the ring off, and then they could do the ritual, and then they can pull in whatever is tied to the ring.
So wait, I gotta take the ring off and do the ritual?
Yeah. She's not aware that it's stuck to you.
I'm gonna let her know. It is stuck to my finger. It will not come off.
No, just tell her, pull the ring.
It disappeared. Good, take it.
Does she know he's wearing the ring?
No.
Okay, so and then what I do is I pull it off my hand and I just show her the ring in my hand.
Okay.
And she goes, ugh.
She's like, well, in that case, we can still perform the ritual, but it would kill you.
I am willing to take this risk.
It's not a risk. It's a death.
It might kill you.
It wasn't a 50-50 chance. It will kill you.
Well, I mean, you can't surgically remove your finger and then have it reattached.
I don't think we have that kind of money.
Surgically. I've got a cleaver.
I've got a proton pistol.
But she says, yeah, if you need me for any other reason...
You'll randomly show up in our room.
She says, I will contact you when I need to talk to you, but if you need to contact me, you still have my number, and you still have the number of Mr. Book. I will talk to Mr. Book, see if he can come visit you in Germany. If you'd like him to.
At an undisclosed location, unknown by either of us.
So with that, she'll fold up the laptop, and she'll leave. Bid you all a fine good night.
I'm gonna die, guys. This sucks.
Would Briggs achieve his in-game goal of love if he just stops hating himself?
No. Until
I think you gotta not hate yourself first if you want to really fall in love.
I forgot her name, and back in London, that I said hello.
He wanted us to tell
her name hello. He wanted to say hello.
He wanted
your phone number.
he sent us back here. Our troubled leagues. To deliver you his final words. What were they? What's up?
I'm sorry, I'm not that good at this.
What's up? I'm sorry, I'm not that good at this. Oh, please don't say that when you see her. Oh God, I'm dying. I can't think of anything.
Just tell her, look, it's been a long time.
I'm sorry.
You guys are gonna, you have plans to head out the next day? I suppose to head to Munich.
I'm gonna rack up that room service bill.
So okay, so then you're gonna go to bed,
yeah,
and get ready for the next day.
Cool.
All right, so the next day, comes around. You're gonna go check out. You say put it on the international Ghostbuster bill.
Yes.
You're gonna get the bathrobes and everything as well.
Steal fucking everything.
It is approximately an 8-hour drive from Paris to Munich.
Well, it looks like I'm driving because that's the only other thing I'm good at now because I can't PK shit.
Like the chauffeur will pull up the Geist one to the front of the hotel. Are you guys gonna be in your
He doesn't know how to turn the siren off.
Are you guys gonna be in uniform or just in regular clothes until you get there?
Uniform. Yeah. At this point,
I got three of these in the truck. I don't know.
But only one that has the slime weave.
Oh, that's true.
So when he pulls up, Nina and Tobin climb in. You're sort of preparing for a long drive. Josh, at one point while you're loading up the Geist one,
forgot to pack my socks.
No. As you're packing up the guy's phone, everyone's loading, you're about to close the doors to get in. Just before you're about to get in, you feel something grab your ankle. And you look down, and it's a skeleton hand reaching out of a sewer system.
How unnerving is that?
And it's just like... Psst! And then you look down and you see the skeleton.
Monsieur!
Hello!
Monsieur Lavoge! Lavoge!
Oui!
Si, senor.
And it hands you a rolled up note, and it just says, "Vive la Resistance." And then it
I love those and guys.
And I whisper down to him, "Vive la Resistance."
Let's see. I don't know. The calligraphy on that is a little.
Wait. I can read this. The enemy movement, the enemy soldiers' movements, of the Resistance. Heading to the east. Without a leader, the defense is failing, I think.
Seth is one.
Yeah.
Nina's right next to us.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
The skeleton didn't hand Nina. All right.
Nina.
So I'm like, all right, well, I think it's just a thank you note. I wish I knew more French. Yeah, okay, I hand it to Nina.
So you get in the car.
Obviously, I'm fluent in French, I just can't read the... I can't read the calligraphy, it's a little...
It's in French. But Nina, so you load up the car, you hand it to Nina, she's gonna translate it and write it out, and you guys are off. You're driving to Paris and you're leaving. I will say, after a few minutes, Nina translates it. She also interprets it, so here.
Okay.
Report from the front. Resistance soldiers have observed enemy movement headed east. Without a leader, the defense is weakening. The Black River still flows, but none will remain to guard it. We expected to take back the rest of Paris within 2 days. Thanks to you, morale is high and victory is at hand. I commend you for your bravery and thank you for your service during these difficult times. If you should ever need our help, drop a note into the underground. We have men everywhere. Long live the resistance.
That rules.
That owns.
Is there anything else you guys want to do? Well, you're on the road headed to the community.
See, I'm going to try and pursue my goal of love. I'm going to give...
Oh boy, here we go.
I honestly forgot...
Vivian?
Thank you.
You know what? Give me a brains roll.
Oh, God.
Well, it's been like 2 days in game time. Ghost die. Count it, though.
I forgot her name. And
11
then...
and a ghost.
I forgot her name. I'm not going to call her now, because if I can't remember her name,
that's all
I remember.
11, you remember her name.
And I forgot her phone number.
Call her, tell her you forgot. I'll say you remember her name, but you don't remember her phone number for your cell phone. But you do remember, you got a man on the ground at the Ghostbuster National Headquarters in London.
Okay,
call
yes. I'll call him, and I'm like, hey, I need Vivian's number.
Okay, so all right, you'll look up a number. What's the name?
Vivian. Awesome. The Victoria's Secret model, our first client when we were there, when we first got there.
He's like, you want me to give you the phone number to a Victoria's Secret model?
Yeah, we helped her.
What? Tell me why I gotta give you the number to a Victoria's Secret model.
He's been bored, sitting in a firehouse for days, and you just told him a Victoria's Secret model who has contacts with us, lives a block from us.
I was like, look, I had plans potentially meet her when we got back to London, and I want to just call to make sure everything's fine to see she's still safe also.
I can do that for you, man.
No,
hold on.
No, you're not.
He says, hold on.
No, God damn it. Fuck,
no. He puts the phone down. You hear him clicking away on a keyboard.
Oh, God damn it.
He's like, he picks up the phone. He's like, yeah, I got a number, Chief. So what's the plan now? You want me to just hand over the number to you?
Yeah. Can you please? I'm asking nicely. The guys that saved your life, I think you kind of owe me just this little courtesy.
All right, well, I understand, bro. You gotta remember, I just had a girl problem. I had a girl problem, so I'm just left here high and dry in the middle of London here, you know? So,
hey, one hand washes the other.
What? I'm just...
It's funny, because never mind anyway, because it's a terrible idea. It's like, you he helps you out with this, you help him get a girl, and they're like, no, that's not gonna work out for
him. Look, is he like... driving on speakerphone doing this?
Are you on speakerphone?
No,
driving?
I'm not, because I know these jackals are going to just do something.
Weird jackals.
Can I have a brains roll to figure out what's going on between Billy and Adam? I'm only going to try and actually hear it.
Give me standard moves. Unless you have a sneak. Do you have a sneak?
No.
Give me standard moves. Okay. You can hear it.
I'm not going
to say,
give me the fucking phone. Give me the phone.
She's haunted, man. Don't do it.
I take the phone from Briggs. I'm like, Billy.
Yo.
Look, dude, give him the number. I am positive this girl's got super hot model friends that she could probably hook you up with, and I'm gonna roll convince.
Oh, you put it like that. I like the sound of that a lot. He says, you know what? Okay, I'll give you the number. You ready, Chief? It's like,
yeah, just text it to this phone.
He says, all right, I got you. He says, try and work up something soon, because I'm getting bored over here, man. I'm climbing the walls here, man. This is crazy. Look, man, I've been going to the police station every night since, like you've been telling me, I haven't been changing yet. Can I just go out tonight instead and just have a good time? Because you can tell, like, he is honestly just, he feels very...
Is it full moon tonight?
No.
Yeah,
knock yourself out.
He's like, oh, awesome, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to text that number.
We're like, hey, man, do you think there's any way you could let the police know where you're going to be?
Just in case.
He goes, all right, yeah, fine. Yeah.
Awesome.
He said, I'll text you that number, so, all right, good luck, buddy. And somebody just hangs up the phone. And I'll text you the number. Mm-hmm. You get the number to your phone.
Billy's my favorite.
Because he gives me a hard time.
I immediately call the number.
Just call it handed. It's for you.
Tap the horse and text. There you go, buddy.
All right, so it's ringing.
It rings, okay.
Slime down pretty soon. You gotta relax.
All right, man. Go ahead.
I'll go. Answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
It picks up.
I was gonna go, hey, Vivian, how's things? How are you doing?
Oh, it's fine, I guess, since I'm doing some repairs to the apartment, to the flat.
Oh, your apartment, you come around there a lot?
She goes to do some repairs to the flat. It should be ready to move back in like maybe a day or so. But
oh, that's good. So I mean, things have quieted down then.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Okay, fantastic.
Since we
busted it up.
Yeah. Obviously. Okay, that's good. Just
no,
want to
no
call
gas leaks in your apartment.
Jesus Christ. That's good. Those are dangerous. Those are dangerous. Yeah, you always gotta watch out for those. I know a guy who repairs those. He'll like test your place. I don't know. I know lots of guys. That's not what I mean.
This is a nightmare. I'm living in a nightmare right now. And this isn't even real
life.
No,
this has happened. You're on the phone with a girl.
You don't have to roleplay this conversation. You can just say what you want.
No, I can't focus with you guys joking. It's so distracting. No, and I just go, okay, I was just going to say, okay, that's cool. Just want to call. We're heading to Germany right now. And just want to make sure things are okay. That's all I want to see. And see if we're maybe still on when we get back to London.
She goes, yeah, when you get back to London, give me a call.
Awesome, awesome, cool. Well, hopefully we'll see you soon.
All right.
Great.
Good luck.
I'm done. I quit.
I quit. Wait, is this going to turn out Mike has left the room? Is this going to be one of those, you hang up first.
I quit. I hate everything.
Mike, come back in.
I quit. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drive you guys went into a tree.
You're going to drive into a ditch?
Oh my gosh. Oh, that hurt.
Were you driving this whole time?
Yeah.
You know, each of you guys give me a standard cool.
Briggs included?
No, not Briggs.
10.
15.
Mike is the only one who's able to stifle his laughter quiet enough.
So Poole and I are in the back seat, just dying.
Is Nina laughing?
Tobin is losing it.
Tobin's just happy. He doesn't know why we're all laughing. No, she's dying laughing. She's dying laughing with that role. Okay. Well, then, with that, you guys are on the road, you know, on your way to Munich, still in
France. I'm sure they're laughing the entire way.
Yeah, going through the French countryside, seeing the sights, it's all really nice, and unless there's anything else that you guys want to do, I'm going to end it there for tonight.
Sounds good.
That works. That's a good point of stuff. Thank you, Adam.
Buster.
We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by A Comic Shop and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Poole. Because that's not all. Tell them, Briggs.
Oh, you mean even if you donate... Oh, you mean if you even donate $1...
Fuck.
It's okay, don't worry. Take it from that line. It's alright, take it from that, from your line.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right. And you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can also follow us on the Nerdy Show. Fuck.
It's okay. It's just you can also follow us or the Nerdy Show on all your favorite.
You can also follow us or the Nerdy Show on all your.
Just take your time. Yeah, don't warn it.
Don't worry, dude. It's so funny.
Come on. We're still rolling. We've been rolling this whole time.
Okay. You can also follow us or the Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you.
Hey guys, my name is Lawrence. I'm being chased around the neighborhood by this dude. It's been going on for like 15 minutes now. I keep on losing him, and then he finds me and he chases me for like another 5 minutes. Anyway, he's partially transparent, so it seemed like you were the guy to call. He's got this super long like beard, like ZZ Top, and he's wearing a lot. Crap! Here he comes again. Here I gotta. I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back.
Ghostbusters, we're at the Derp house, and there's a warlock haunting this video game. He's like a thin Ben Franklin. There's Zorbing, Crocodile,
and the final countdown.
I just don't know what to do. We need your help at the Derp house ASAP. Thanks, Ghostbusters.
Bring the head of the Thorsman back.
Yeah, we miss him. Bye.
Love you.
How do I hang up?